This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Violence at UCLA and police break up a protest at Columbia University. The latest now on those protests against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses across this country. We'll start at UCLA. The AP's Jennifer King.
A chopper with ABC 7 Los Angeles captured the moment police arrived after physical clashes broke out overnight between dueling groups.
The ECHP officers are putting on full riot gear.
Earlier aerial footage showed security guards looking on as people hit each other with fists, sticks, and pieces of plywood barricades.
Fist fight after fist fight.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
And at Columbia University in New York.
Police cleared 30 to 40 people from inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall at the pro-Palestinian protesters occupied the administration building earlier in the day. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. as police wearing helmets and riot shields and carrying zip ties massed at the college's entrance. Scores of officers climbed through a window to enter the occupied building, streaming in over a ramp raised from the top of a police vehicle. Protesters placed in custody were loaded on buses and taken away from the campus. I'm Norman Hall.
Donald Trump is not in court today.
Donald Trump using a day off from court to rally voters in Wisconsin and Michigan, which are among a handful of battleground states expected to decide the election. The Republican frontrunner's remarks will be closely watched after he received a $9,000 fine for making public statements about people connected to his hush money trial in New York. Trump insisting it's free speech. Julie Walker, New York.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. There could be more severe thunderstorms in the central U.S. today. One person died yesterday when a tornado rolled through Westmoreland, Kansas. This is AP News. Now to what Americans think of the media.
53% of those who responded to the poll by the American Press Institute, the Associated Press, and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very concerned that news organizations will report inaccuracies or misinformation during the election. 42% express worry that news outlets will use generative artificial intelligence to create stories. 47% express serious concern that news outlets would report information that has yet to be confirmed or verified, and 44% worry that accurate information will be presented in a way that favors one side. Michael Bolden, CEO of the American Press Institute, says a lot of suspicion about journalists is sown by politicians, but Bolden says there's also a growing disconnect between news organizations and communities. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.